It's time for our Tuesdays with Tom segment. Tom Skilling joins us, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Hey, Tom. Lots going on in the world.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I'm looking at the calendar here. Fall begins tomorrow, right? And cue the cooler weather. I'm looking at your forecast. It's all on cue, it seems like. You know, here it comes.
Mother Nature is synced up here. I'll tell you, no question about it. Yeah, the autumnal equinox, that's the astronomical point at which the sun's rays are falling equally on the northern and southern hemispheres, takes place at 2:22 tomorrow, the astronomers tell us. And so that is the official astronomical start to the fall season. That's roughly the day that northern and southern hemisphere, the northern and southern hemispheres get equal amounts of daylight and nighttime. Days and nights are of equal length, Anna. So how about that?
How about that? And how about your forecast? Just sort of creeping. I guess some people started out pretty cool this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. We've lost about 2 hours of daylight since the longest day, which was back on June the 20th when summer began astronomically. So these shorter days eventually take a toll on the temperature because you're getting less energy from the sun. And that shows up first up in the northern latitudes where the days shorten far more quickly than they do down here in the mid latitudes. So the cool air builds up and then ultimately it starts spilling down on us. And we're going to see that the next, couple of days. That's for sure. We have the coolest air of the season coming down with daytime highs in the 60s tomorrow and Thursday. And that's the first time that's happened since back in May. So a little taste of autumn here, Anna. No question about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at that 60s you're calling for creeping up a little bit Friday, right? Well, maybe that might be a little warmer.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. Sure, this is cool, and it is the coolest air of the season. But the fact of the matter is, when you look out over the next 2 weeks, Anna, we really are not, it'll be as cool tomorrow relative to normal, and the next day to Thursday, as it's going to be. We're going to next week, we've got kind of modestly above normal temperatures, even though they'll feel cooler than what we've seen in recent days. So this is not by any means the end of warm days around here. We have some beautiful autumn weather yet to come, but we'll see these little intervals like the one coming in here of cooler weather coming. And I guess most significant, Anna, is the fact this is going to spin up a pretty good storm system that will be particularly noteworthy on the Great Lakes and the shorelines adjacent to it. So we have a pretty good pounding on the way in terms of waves and winds building in the next couple of days along Lake Michigan. And even though we're off those record high lake levels, we're still running about 16 inches above the long-term average going back to 1918. So the lake levels, while not at record highs, are still higher than they typically are. And when you put waves and winds that pile the water up against the shoreline, you raise the specter of some flooding. And that's why they have a lakeshore flood advisory in effect. There's also a gale watch in effect because the winds will build over 30 miles an hour in gusts by Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning. And by evening, we ought to be experiencing some wind gusts of 40 miles per hour or stronger with some lake effect rain showers blowing through every now and then, starting tonight and into the day tomorrow. And that could build into a steadier rain tomorrow night and Thursday, some of that lake enhanced. So how about that? All these elements scream autumn, that's for sure.
And it totally does.
Yeah.
And I saw that in your forecast right away. It's like, boom, here it comes. And it's kind of nice.
Comes.
But you're right. We'll still get some warmer weather. I did notice what you talked about with that storm system, how it's going to potentially be kicking up some pretty big waves in Lake Michigan. I know the Park District and the city have said, hey, the beaches are closed. Don't go near them. This is not the time to say, hey, I'm going to jump in the water and enjoy it. There are no lifeguards on duty. And this is a real beach hazard. They're thinking maybe even though, I don't know, the lake levels are a little bit lower now, aren't they? But they might still see some waves kicking up over onto the running paths and even Lakeshore Drive potentially.
Oh, no question about it. You know, we're down about 16 inches from the lake levels of a year ago, which were record levels, but we're still 16 inches above the average. And the Corps of Engineers who makes these measurements has records going back to 1918. So we're 16 inches above that average since 1918 around here. And you put, 12 to 16 foot waves on top of water, which will be piling up against the shoreline, because we're going to have a good couple of days where north-northeast winds are coming down the full length of the lake and pushing that water in kind of storm surge fashion up against the shoreline. So we're going to see chunks of our beaches go underwater, as they do in these situations. Because we found in the past, Anna, that the lake levels down here, after a couple of days of sustained north-northeast winds, can rise, a foot and a half or so. And that doesn't sound like much, but when you put wave action on top of it, you're right. It can sweep up over the paths and trails along the lake. So be careful out there.
Be careful out there. Remember, the beach season is over. No lifeguards. It's not the time to jump in the water, especially with what you described there, Tom. Hey, Tom, I want to ask you something. We got to pause and check traffic, but have you followed at all the Chicago Party Ant, the animated series that loves you?
Yeah, I've heard about that. This was called to my attention by Ben Bradley and at the station. I'll tell you, and I'm so buried in my weather maps, I hadn't even noticed this phenomenon was taking place, but apparently it's caught people's eyes and attention, and it's something, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it is something, amazing. And it debuted on Netflix on Friday. It's very Chicago-based. It's a Second City alum who is behind it, the voice of the party ant, and you're the one of the stars. I mean, it's animated, but you're in so many of the scenes, Tom. I want to just we'll talk about that in a second. I want to mention a couple of things. They think you fly helicopters is one of the things, Tom. There are a lot of things they think you do, but I'm not sure it's all. But they love you. More with Tom Skilling just a moment. We'll get to that Chicago Party Ant Netflix show. I don't know if you've seen it. It's pretty hilarious if you like parodies of Chicago humor, and it really digs in deep into local kinds of stuff. So
Skilling, drop us down.
10-4, Diane. Wow! Did I call it or what? Look at those riptides. Gorgeous.
Skilling!
Sorry, here you go.
I got you, sweetie.
This isn't the first time Diane's given a happy ending on Lake Michigan.
Damn, you son of a bitch.
Back with Tom Skilling, our Tuesdays with Tom segment, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom, I was just looking. I caught part of the first episode. I'm still working on it. It debuted Friday night. Chicago Party Ant is what it's called. It started out as a Twitter handle. I know you mentioned Ben Bradley explained it to you, because you weren't all that. You didn't really know what was going on here. I mean, they're tagging you all the time. She's in love with you, the Chicago Party Ant character. She's kind of a foul-mouthed and a little bit of a raunchy kind of Chicago lady, but she loves you. She loves you. And I guess they're featuring you in a lot of the episodes here, Tom. It's awfully flattering, I think. But I think they have you in a helicopter. They've got you all kinds of different scenes.
I apparently have talents not even I'm aware of, like flying a helicopter, which I can't do, but apparently I do in this bit. Hey, I'll tell you something, Anna. You know, I used to, in my younger years, think these parodies, I thought, oh, brother, there goes the career. But I found that this usually introduces you to an audience that didn't even know you were around. And I'm telling you something. I've been hearing about this for weeks. And I guess the fellow who does this, Chris, is very nice by all accounts. Everybody, and apparently quite a fan. And so I'm very appreciative of that. And it's kind of flattering to be a part of this thing. I saw somebody sent me a clip of this, and I must say they've got the facial features and the hairline down pretty closely. There's no question about that. So
It's all in good fun, and she just calls, you know, she mentions you in so many different scenarios.
Yeah.
I'm getting into it, and I'm finding that a lot of people in Chicago are too, because it's so deeply Chicago. She makes fun of a lot of the things that we're all about, but she's this, you know, she calls herself a broad, and she's a tough one, and she doesn't put ketchup on her hot dogs, and she'll down the shots of Malort, and she's that kind of lady. But, it's something. It's very sentimental, too, because it just makes you laugh about who we are and the kinds of traditions we have here in the city. It's pretty fun. Pretty fun to check out.
Well, you know, we've had Dub Bears and, all these characters. You know, we're an interesting city. There are no two ways about it. got a lot of characters around here. So I'm telling you something. I'm flattered to be. It all goes to show, Anna, when you take an ugly face and you put it on a powerful mass medium for an extended period of time, people kind of get familiar with it.
Oh, stop. I think you look great in the series and in person, by the way. But it's funny because I think you're absolutely right, Tom. It's going to attract a whole new audience of people, national audience that a lot of people know you nationally and respect you nationally. But now they'll even be drawn even more to go to your Facebook page and check it out. I think that'll happen, Tom. I don't know. It's fun.
I want to find out who this idiot is, you know, this guy. So, that they're parodying. Bring it on. That's great.
You're too humble. You are. You just are. All right, let's talk weather. I know you're more comfortable talking about that. As we look at just the next couple of days, there are some events here that you're pointing out. Just let us know what we should be looking out for, Tom.
Yeah, well, you know what's happening? We're developing what we call in the weather profession a cutoff low aloft. It's a cold pool of air around which winds rotate the whole way around. And so what happens is when these cutoff lows develop, they slow down, their movement slows. And so you get into these weather patterns and they last for a series of days rather than hours. So we've got a lot of clouds. We've got some showers. They'll be lake enhanced with time because there's cool air running down the still warm waters of the lake. So we're going to see a lot of clouds, a lot of showers. They'll be spotty to begin with. They ought to pick up in coverage, suggest some of our models, particularly tomorrow night and into Thursday. And, boy, the winds are going to blow. These will be the highest waves we've had for months. Of course, with that full fetch, that full length of Lake Michigan north-northeast flow, plenty of time for the winds to send their energy into the water and develop waves in the process. So we're going to got quite, they call them battering waves, and my colleagues at the Weather Service do, and that's a good way to put it because they're just going to pound the shoreline for a while. But it announces certainly the arrival of autumn, which begins tomorrow at 2:22. It's all consistent with that.
Sure is, Tom. Well, it's good talking with you, and I'll forward any clips I see from Chicago Party Ant that just if you want to check them out, because you know it's fun. And thank you for the weather updates today, Tom. And we love talking to you. It makes my week. It absolutely makes my week to get to have this conversation with you. So thank you.
I'll tell you, it is my pleasure and honor. And Anna, you have a marvelous day, despite these gray, sultry looking skies that we got over us, you know. But, you know, pretty soon the fall colors come, so it's going to get very pretty around here.
Sure will. I look forward to that. Hey, Tom, thank you. Thanks for the time. We'll talk next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Anna.